This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Yeah, you're stuck with me again. I'm Joe Messina, your guest host for today. I don't know if stuck. I hope you enjoyed me last Saturday and earlier this week. Always appreciate when Bradley gives me the microphone, his seat, and his audience. Hey, don't tune away yet. Come on, give me a chance. We'll have some fun, I promise. I'll get your blood boiling, I promise. I got so much I want to talk to you people about today. In the second hour, we're going to have Becca Keating on with me. She's the author of Impacting Your World, Empowering Constitutional Conservative Citizens. But we're going to take it from a Christian point of view. Should we be involved? What should you be doing? How do we take back the country? I mean, for real. I'll tell you what. For you conservative Christians, we'll put it in a language you can understand, right? How do you take the country back for Christ? How's that? We'll start there. So we don't even have to go down to party lines here. We can just talk about how you get this country back to fearing God, fearing Christ. If you want to get involved in the conversation, it ain't that hard. No, seriously. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933 will get you in on the fence. If you want to talk, if you don't want to talk, just listen. Pay attention. Get informed. If you like what you hear today, and if you were looking for Bradley Dean, head over to his website, Liberty, the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. You'll see Bradley and some of the writings and get some of the classic podcasts. There's a lot going on up there. And if you like what you hear from me today, I also have a daily show here on GCN Live. And you can find me at therealside.com. That's therealside.com. I've also written a new book called Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. That's right. You know what? Now, whether you're a conservative parent, you know, waiting to instill values into your children, a Christian wanting to preserve your First Amendment rights to worship freely, or a hater of political correctness like I am, you seem to have to walk on eggshells, this book is for you. It'll give you the information you need. It'll give you the foundation you need to speak to others around you, to get them to understand truly what a conservative constitutionalist is, what a Christian is, that kind of thing. And maybe even give you some information to help you fight to take back the country. Now, when I say take back the country, I want our rights back again. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But before one of the things, we're coming up on Christmas. That's right. It's not a holiday season for me. It's Christmas for me. Now, the rest of you can call it what you want. You know, that time when you go into bondage. So to my Christian friends, I want you to think about something. I talked to a group of men this morning. I had a men's group, a Christian men's group. And we're working with them to teach them how to take their rightful places in society. And you know, we're supposed to be the head, not the tail, remember? And one of the things that dawns on me every year, because I hear about it in January and February, if Jesus came to set you free, it set you free from all things, right? From sin and from bondage and from sickness, all that stuff you're being set free from. Well, if that's the case, and you've been set free, why in God's creation do you run up thousands of dollars in credit card bills at Christmas time? He was the gift that was supposed to set you free. And I understand that we give gifts to fit in. We give gifts because God gave us a gift, and we're just trying to give back, and blah, 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 and okay, whatever. And I get it, and it's a nice gesture, and I'm not saying you shouldn't give gifts, but what I am saying is really, should you go in the hawk? Should you run your credit cards up to make sure that Aunt Susie gets what she wants and that your kids get everything that they want? I mean, seriously, if you're struggling through and you get your kid a new iPhone or a $200 pair of sneakers, you know where I'm going with this? I mean, how do you do that? How do you justify that? Is that really what you think your Lord and Savior wanted? You really think Christ would be smiling going, yeah, charge him. Get those cards and charge them up. You really think that's what he had in mind? I want you to give some thought to that. I mean, this, again, it's the Christmas season. Everybody feels good. They get caught up in the happy, happy. They get caught up in the songs. Right? And you want to sit around with the family about you know, what have they done to us, right? You want to sit around by the family in front of the fireplace, roasting marshmallows, you know, drinking whatever you drink. I'm not making, you know, not making judgment on what you drink. I'm just saying, truly, I don't care whether it's eggnog or vodka Collins. Whatever you're drinking in front of the, you know, you see those pictures, right? They're painted all over the place. But is that really Christmas? Those are tradition. Remember what Christ said about tradition. Now, you can, again, you can celebrate. You can be inviting. I'm not, yes, I am making fun of it, but I'm not putting it down, so to speak. If that's your tradition, if that's what you do, if that's the way you celebrate, good. Good. As long as Jesus is at the center of it, good. The part that bothers me the most, I can put up with everything else, the part that makes me the most nuts is that you guys who go into major league hawk over this. It doesn't make any sense to me. You have been set free. Please, please be free. Please, please don't sit there in February going, sweet Jesus, how am I going to pay these bills? Did you ask him how to spend the money ahead of time? Did you ask him how much money you should spend ahead of time? I don't think so. Anyway, like I said, this hour, I got so it's like a little smorgasbord of stuff going on this hour. We're going to talk about the two Christian artists who refuse to serve gay weddings. They're going to head for court. Remember, we've talked about this. We've talked about your rights. And they're being trampled all over. What's their name? Now there's two different things happening right now. This is I guess it's called the company's called Brush and Nib, and they do artsy wedding invitations. You know, inspired godly wedding invitations. And they've been asked by a gay couple, and they've said no. Would you? How much persecution would you go through? Can you be part of the sin? I'm just asking. And then BuzzFeed is going after Chip and Joanne Gaines for being Christians and wildly popular. I like that. So Chip and Joanna, they have, some of you might know, they have a show on HGTV. And I guess they flip homes. So somehow, one of the writers for their show just found out. Well, if you want to know, you got to come back. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host, your guest host for today on Sons of Liberty Radio. Bradley Dean will be back with you next week. I'll be back with you in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio. I'm Joe Messina, your guest host in today for Bradley Dean. Now, Bradley Dean, I really appreciate him giving the microphone today to me. And I appreciate the time that he's allowing me with the audience. And I appreciate your time if you're staying. Please stay. Come on. I'd serve you coffee. I just don't know where you're at. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your guest host. If you are kind of disappointed, you were hoping to hear Bradley. Bradley will be back with you next week. But go ahead and head up to the sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. You'll see his writings. You grab a couple of his classic podcasts. There's a lot of stuff going on up there. You can learn more about Bradley and more about his show. And as far as I'm concerned, if you like what you hear from me, I am also on GCN all week long, GCNlive.com. And also, if you can find out more about me on TheRealSide.com, go to my website, TheRealSide.com. We are also on 5 days a week, 3 hours a day. If you like what you hear, it goes on all week around here. GCN Live is a great place to hang out. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. In the second hour, Becker, that's my Boston accent kicking in, Becca Keating will be joining me. She's written a book called Impact Your World, Empowering the Constitutional Conservative Citizen. And her intro is, for those citizens who want to make a difference in the nation, in the world, the book will encourage as well as give a solid and logical foundation for making that a reality. And it's inspired by our founding fathers, faithful charge and ripped from today's headlines. You gotta go grab the book. You'll find it up on Amazon as well. I've also written a book. We spent 20 minutes just doing all this stuff. Go over to Amazon. Check out my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. It really is pertinent to what's going on today. It will help you fight back and push back in today's environment. So let me get to it. I told you that the assault on Christianity is far from over. I know some of you think it is, and some of you think, it's not a big deal. We're really not being assaulted. We're really not having a problem. But we are. And it doesn't start big, right? They never go after the big stuff. We start chipping away at it in a small way. If you agree or don't agree with me, you want to get involved in the conversation, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. So two Christian artists who refuse to serve gay weddings are likely headed back to court to battle the government. That's right. They're battling the government. Now, some of the other Christian business owners who've made headlines of late, you know, the two Phoenix artists, haven't been sued or fined for refusing to offer services for a same-sex wedding yet. The two women are still very likely headed to court. Now, Joanna Duca and Brenna Koski, owners of a company called Brush and Nib, have filed a lawsuit against the city of Phoenix, Arizona, over a non-discrimination law that they claim violates their religious rights. Now, Duca and Koski, who met at a Bible study and later launched a Brush and Nib, now, you ready for this? It creates art and calligraphy projects for a variety of purposes, including weddings. Believe in only creating art consistent with their Christian beliefs. So their art, the way they draw, the way they create, has Christian overtones to it. So they don't want to do these art pieces, if you would. They don't want to, how do I want to say it? They don't want to prop up. They don't want to support sin. Now, let's just be honest about it. As far as the Bible's concerned, what the Bible tells us is that same-sex marriage is wrong. Homosexuality is wrong. It's a sin. So Christians as a whole cannot, should not, cannot support and or be part of propping up sin. Now, should they? Now, the pair willingly serve and will create art for anyone, but they cannot create art promoting certain messages and ideas. For example, Brush and Nib doesn't create art that demeans others, promotes racism, or objectifies the female body. Scruggs wrote in an op-ed for the Arizona Republic, they also do not create art that violates their Christian beliefs about marriage. So for them to draw a picture of two men or two women holding hands in holy matrimony, you know, and have it all done up in that light, would be against their religious beliefs. It, for them, it's like if the First Church of Satan walked in and said, "We're having a grand opening, and we'd like you to do our cards, and we'd like you to do Hail Satan over the top of the card." They couldn't do it. It's against their belief system. At the center of the dispute is a Phoenix City code, which the lawyer said leaves the women with three options. Now, for those of you listening in Phoenix, or in that area, or even online for that matter, this is when you should be supporting these people. They need all the money they can get for this. This is when you should be supporting them the most. This is when your Christian friends should be supporting them, instead of sitting back and waiting to see what happens, because that's what some of you are going to do. You're going to sit back and wait to see what the court has to say. Don't do that. No person shall directly, the Phoenix Code says, no person shall directly or indirectly refuse, withhold from, or deny to any person, or aid in or incite such refusal, denial, or withholding of accommodations, advantages, facilities, or privileges thereof, because race, color, religion, sex, national origin, marital status, sexual orientation, gender identity, or expression, or disability, nor shall distinction be made with respect to any person based on race, color, religion, sex, national origin, marital status, sexual orientation, gender identity, or expression of disability in connection with the price and quality of any item, goods, or services offered by or at blah, 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 legalese. The whole thing would be shorter if they said, here's what you can do. You'll be able to do this. And then just, that's it. That would make that whole two paragraphs a lot shorter. So rather than comply to this, Duca and Koski have decided to take action and are asking a court to allow them to be exempt from having to create art for gay weddings. Now, with Scruggs explaining why they are so fervently opposed to the city's non-discrimination measure, it's because exactly it discriminates against them. Now, although the two young women happily create art for everyone, regardless of sexual orientation, Phoenix interprets its law to require them to create art for events, like same sex. Right. So let me. So here's how it goes. If a gay couple comes in and wants them to do something, wants them to, I don't know, maybe it's a birthday thing, birthday cake or what have you. You know, do a happy birthday card or whatever you call it. They're willing to do that. Okay? What they're not willing to do is a wedding invitation. Because a wedding invitation to them is a sacrament. It's a holy day. It's a holy thing. It's something ordained by God. And as far as they're concerned, according to the Bible, not only is it ordained by God, but same-sex marriage is a sin. So they can't. By doing that card for them, it's saying, hey, we are in line with, we are in agreement with the sacrament of marriage for same-sex couples. They can't do it. It goes against their spiritual DNA. They can't do it. Come on. Completely. The ceremony is completely at odds with their religious beliefs. And the lawyer says, Phoenix also interprets this law to prevent them from explaining their religious beliefs and why they must create art consistent with their beliefs. So they can't even talk about, according to the law, they can't even talk about their religious beliefs or why they can't do something based on their religious beliefs. Can you believe this? Talk about a squelching of a freedom of speech, freedom of religion. They squelched it all in one shot. Isn't that cool? She went on to say, rather than wait until they decline a couple's wedding request and land themselves in headlines and potentially facing fines, the duo decided to take issue to the courts up front. Their effort is known as pre-enforcement challenge, which I think is a great idea. As if somebody was suing you already, you bring it in front of the court, see what you're going to be up against. Now, it wages pushback to the law before it has been enforced against them. Now, Joanna and Brianna are exposing the pre-existing tension between Phoenix's law and their constitutionally protected freedoms. That's the right to speak freely. Again, Phoenix, forget the part where they're being forced to do it. Phoenix also now says, you can't talk about why you won't. Now, that I believe that will fail. Especially if it hits a Supreme Court somewhere. That will fail. And local judges will sometimes or usually render verdicts that they know will end up in a higher court. Hey, whatever. I'm Joe Messina, your host, or your guest host for today. Filling in for Bradley Dean on the Sons of Liberty Radio. Don't go far. I've got this one. And then we're going to talk about Chip and Joanna. That's right. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far.
Guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry. Call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio. I'm Joe Messina, your guest host today, and for Bradley Dean. And I always like to say I thank Bradley for, I don't know if he has the guts, the stupidity, for letting me have his microphone, but I am always blessed. I do appreciate him giving me time with his audience. And again, if you tuned in, don't be disappointed. If you tune in to hear Bradley, you'll hear Bradley next week, and or if you head up to the Sons of Liberty Radio, that is sonsoflibertyradio.com. You'll find Bradley's shows up there. You'll find his writings up there. There's a lot. You will be able to get informed. I guarantee it. Okay, don't worry about it. You'll definitely be able to get informed. If you like what you hear today, for me, I am also on GCN Live 5 days a week. I have a show called The Real Side with Joe Messina. You can find that at therealside.com. You'll find stations, times, that kind of thing, or just tune in here every day on GCN Live. So I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I want to get back to it. Becca Keating is going to join me in the second hour. She's written a book called Impact Your World, Empowering the Constitutional Conservative Citizen. And you better get off your butts. You've got the president you wanted. You've got you've got conservatives. You've got people that have taken over governorships and houses all up and down this country. Let's do something with it. Let's not sit and argue about it over who's right and who's wrong and what they should and shouldn't do. Let's do something with it so we don't have to deal with all this other garbage going on. All right? So we don't have to deal with again, what we're talking about here, where we have a company run by two Christian women, two Christian artists, that do not want to create wedding cards or wedding invitations for same-sex marriage weddings, or same-sex marriages. And they could end up being thrown in jail, fined for discrimination. And again, I've said this. We've seen video of it, but I'm wondering if they would do the same thing to the Muslims. We saw it. There was no lawsuit. The gay community didn't go out and picket for us, right?
Yeah.
Just amazing. So, the two women, let me see, what's the name of their company? Yeah, I'm bad at this. What can I tell you? I've only been doing it for 8 years. I'm not good at it at all. So the company is called Brush and Nib, and it's owned by Joanna Duca and Brianna Koski. So if you're in the Phoenix area, I suppose you can order this stuff online, but if you're in the Phoenix area especially, check in on these people. Help them out. Support them. Right? They're willing. You know, before you go off, I'll get spiritually hooky on me here. They are willing to support pretty much anybody of any lifestyle. And birthday cards and that kind of stuff. But when it comes to the sacrament of dealing with a marriage, that is a whole different animal. Right? Those photographers, the bakery. Remember the bakery, she was dealing with the same-sex couple already. She had been making birthday cakes for them, you know, special anniversary cakes, things like that. But when it came to the sacrament of marriage, she looked at them and said, I cannot make a marriage cake for you. I cannot celebrate in something I believe to be sin. Right? And what happened? Because we didn't rise up. Because we didn't help them. They ended up having to shut down. That's just wrong at so many levels. We scream that we want equality. We scream that we want to win. Are you willing to fight? I'm just curious. Are you willing to fight for it? Because I, from where I sit, and I do this every day, 3 hours a day, which means, you know, I'm looking up and dealing with stories 5 hours a day. Doesn't look like it from where I sit. So anyhow, and they won't do art that demeans other people. They wouldn't do art that made fun of the gay and lesbian community or transgender community. They wouldn't do it. Now, according to the code that they're being forced to live under, leaves the women with three options if they refuse to create art that violates their religious conscience. They can go to jail, they can forsake their beliefs, or they can shut down their business. Now, I already read the code to you once before. I ain't reading it again. It takes forever. So they're doing a pre-court thing. They're not being sued yet, which is smart of them to do this. So they're going for a pre-enforcement hearing or pre-enforcement challenge to the law to see where they would stand in front of a judge. And again, why I say you should support them. And, you know, you can read at the Arizona Republic, on MRCTV.com, you can read Arizona Republic, and it's all listed there. And it's a long op-ed explaining what the legal battle is and what would happen and what could happen. But you need to be supporting these people. You need to be out there. Because the same thing is going to happen that has happened to, what was it, the Beckham brothers or whatever it was, the two Christian guys that were on... also on TV, I don't know if they were doing home remodels, home repairs, flipping homes. I don't know what they were doing, but their belief system also got in the way of the heathens, didn't want any part of them, got them off of the TV set. And you know what? It's always a small group making all the noise. We are a larger group, are we not? We showed it with the last election. Are not Christian conservatives one of the largest groups in this country? Why aren't you out doing your jobs? I know, it seems like I've been beating on you for an hour. But I'm not. I'm just trying to drive a point home. People, you got to get busy. You conservatives, you Christian conservatives, you got to get busy. You constitutional conservatives, you've got to get busy. Listening to me, listening to Bradley Dean, that's all great, well, fine, wonderful. But do something with the information you get. Now, BuzzFeed wants to destroy Chip and Joanna Gaines for being Christian. and wildly popular. If they weren't that popular, if they were just kind of okay and they were bringing in money, nobody would have said anything. But because they're Christian and the show is very popular and they're making money hand over fist, they've got to be put down. They've got to be stopped. One writer says, people who give their kids weird names are unsophisticated morons, I thought to myself when I was 23 years old and busy substitute teaching a class full of kids named Brazalin and Traxton. Clearly, these parents have no regard for honorable saints and heroes from the Bible and world history, which is why their kids don't have respectable names like Anna, William. Clearly, these parents have no love for the culture of their ancestors, which is why their kids are probably named after some organic vinegar bathroom scrub their parents picked up at Whole Foods. I have absolutely nothing in common with people like this, so clearly I could never be friends with someone who would name a kid so dumb. This is the writer, not me. Then a few years later, one of my closest friends had a kid, named him something dumb. At that moment, of said dumb named kid's entrance into the world, two options stood before me. Option A was, I was wrong about baby names. It was, in fact, possible to be interested. It was, in fact, see, I get all caught up in this stuff. It was, in fact, possible to be interested, intelligent people, while also being sweet, an absurd baby. God, my tongue and my lip won't work. Baby names. Option B would have been, despite having a mountain of evidence that my friend was interesting, intelligent, this was all a ruse, that he had been a moron his entire life. He said, after some reflection, I chose option A with regard to the Chip and Joanna Gaines. However, Kate Arthur of BuzzFeed and Gina Mee of Cosmopolitan appear to have chosen option B. BuzzFeed has uncovered something many fans will likely want an explanation for. Arthur writes that something being that Chip and Joanna house flippers extraordinaire on HGTV Superstars, they're perhaps America's most beloved married couple, belong to a church whose pastor preaches that homosexuality is sinful. Oh my. Can you believe that? An evangelical church that teaches homosexuality is sinful. An evangelical church that teaches same-sex marriage is wrong. I can't imagine. Must be the only one. Chip and Joanne must go to the only evangelical church that teaches that, right? Stupidity runs rampant, doesn't it? Mii also brings our attention to these vile, reprehensible words from Jimmy Seberg, the Gaines pastor. So if someone were to say a marriage is defined in a different way, let me just say they are wrong. God defined marriage, not you, and I, God defined masculine and feminine, male and female, not you and I. Now, some are saying that that's like Westboro Baptist level hate speech. Right? Think about that. Now, the funny thing about it is that I won't repeat some of the things that Westboro Baptist Church is, but there's nothing that the Westboro Baptist Church says that you can find in the Bible. Nothing. And I can't really repeat it, so that's not going to have much meaning for many, but if you look at their signs and you look at what they say, right, Marines are being killed because we allow homosexuality. You can't find that in the Bible. The writer goes on to say, does this hateful homophobia also lurk within the Texas hearts of Chip and JoJo? Mia puts it all in perspective for us. While it's unclear if Chip and Joe agree with Seberg's beliefs, BuzzFeed claims that when they reached out to the couple's company, Magnolia and HGTV, to see if they would ever feature a same-sex couple on Fixer Upper, the message went unanswered. And while fans should necessarily jump to conclusions, for many people, this speaks volumes. No, it doesn't. You're making it speak volumes. You're the ones that are making it something it isn't. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, guest host in for Bradley Dean on the Sons of Liberty Radio. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Perry Atkinson, President and General Manager of the Dove Radio and TV. What an honor for me to talk about Bradley Dean. His Sons of Liberty broadcast on radio is one of the top platforms in the country for spreading the truth of Christ and bringing resolve to the issues that so many of us face on a daily basis. Bradley and his team has done an excellent job honoring the price that has been paid for our freedoms, both naturally and spiritually.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio. Thanks for being with me today.
Yep.
Yes, of course I'm not Bradley Dean. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your guest host in today for Bradley Dean. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And yes, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the Sons of Liberty Radio. Head over to the website, thesonsoflibertyradio.com. You will be able to see Bradley Dean there. You can pick up his classic podcast. There's a lot of stuff there to get involved with Bradley. If it's the first time you're tuning in and you were looking for him and you're going, hey, who is this guy? I am Joe Messina. I also have a show called The Real Side with Joe Messina on every day here on GCN Live and other stations and times. You can check that out by heading over to therealside.com. And actually, pick up a copy of my book while you're there, Ramblings of a White Ring by Right Ring. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. It ain't that hard. Sounds hard, but it ain't that hard, really. You know, if you're a conservative parent, you want to instill new values in your children, or you're Christian, you're waiting and wanting to preserve your First Amendment rights, you want to worship freely, you hate all this political correctness, you hate walking on eggshells, got to grab a copy of this book. Seriously. You will learn how to deal with these yo-hos that push back against you, that make more noise than you, that you think, or they think, that the louder they get, the better chance they have of winning. Here's the problem. I grew up in a very large, noisy Italian family. So they don't scare me. They don't know what to do with me either. But they sure as heck don't scare me. So you want to head over there, check it out, get the book. and let them know. I mean, really, you got to push back on these people. We're talking about Chip and Joanna, who were tore apart in BuzzFeed. They have a home flipping thing that they do on, what is it called? DIY? On TV. And it happens that Chip and Joanna happen to be Christians. Now, that's bad enough. And it was, they have a writer that's been on their team from day one who happens to be gay, who doesn't like the fact that these people got, they've got very, very, very popular in a short period of time. And they're Christians. And they're hugely successful. It's HGTV, yes. And they're hugely successful. So what they did was, the writer found out they go to a church, an evangelical church, that teaches that homosexuality is a sin, and gay marriage is a sin. So therefore now, Joanna and Chip can no longer be on television, according to the writer. Because as you know, the writer is the only one. The gay and lesbian, gay, lesbian, transgender community are the only ones that get to tell us what's right or what's wrong, what religion is right or wrong, what to believe, what not to believe. It is just outstanding. It is just amazing the amount of power we've given some people. And truly, I heard a number the other day that bothered me to no end. I heard that 52%. Was it 52%? Well, no, 51% of Christians are becoming more accepting of same-sex marriage and homosexuality. To my Christian friends, you don't have a right to become accepting of anything. You have a right to carry out God's word. You have a right to do what the word tells you to do. You don't have a right to make it up as you go. You don't have a right to pick and choose what you find tasteful or distasteful, what you find you're going to live by or not live by. You do what the word says to do. You abhor what the word says to abhor. If your God and Father hates it, you should hate it. If your God and Father love it, you should love it. It ain't that hard. Now, there's nowhere in the Bible where I find, send me the scripture, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Nowhere in scripture does it say that you are to hate the homosexual. You are to hate people who commit sin. You can't find it. Stay away from them. Don't be part of it. Let them see your light. Really, your light, your lifestyle should be what turns them. Not your finger in their face. Now again, BuzzFeed has decided, has turned up, to put it in their words, the fact that they go to a church, an evangelical church, that speaks against same-sex marriage and homosexuality. And my joke is, this is a surprise how. Now, the writer who wrote the original piece goes on to say, it's worth noting that Christians might believe what Christians have always believed about homosexuality. It's not the most intriguing headline in the history of newsworthiness. But here's the thing. They wanted to know. The show's called Fixer Upper, I guess. They wanted to know if Fixer Upper would do a home for a same-sex couple. But nobody's applied, number one, is my understanding at this point. And a production company did not call back to say anything. I didn't know they were bound to. Okay? And that's not even the point. Look, the reason their show is so widely popular isn't because they open the show up with prayer. Isn't because they tell everybody that they're Christians. It's because they show people how to fix your house up for next to nothing. They show you how to, they teach people how to do good, do the right things for their homes without it costing them a whole bunch of money. Now, how terrible is that, huh? It's always been amazing to me. Nobody tunes in, or I don't know of anybody who tunes in and say, hey, let me check out this Christian couple and see how it is they apply God's word to fix it up a house. Nobody does that. I even think they probably have, and as I was told on Friday by a gay talk show host friend of mine who was on the show, he said they probably, and his words not mine, he said they probably have a large homosexual audience. Because homosexuals love to have things neat and looking well and looking nice. His words, not mine. But my point is, who's tuning into the show? Who tunes into a home fix-it show? Because somebody is a Christian or gay or lesbian or transgender. Nobody does. Nobody I know does. People are tuning into that show because that couple's showing you how to do a job, get it done for a reasonable cost, and make your home your real home and looking great. But see, we've gotten to this point. This is a story because you Christian conservatives haven't got off your couches. That's why this is a story. You need to get off your couches. You need to support groups like this. There was even a gay couple that wrote a piece about them, about these two. And they went on to say, with a fair amount of honesty, liberals shouldn't have a hard time telling themselves it's far more likely that the fixer-uppers are just genuinely nice folks and then they are trying to deliberately deceive me. Because some people on the left are trying to paint them as deceivers, that they're hiding their true feelings. Well, I don't know any show, or at least I would imagine, here's a show that talks about fixing up homes. Should they come on and the first thing they do, open up a prayer and denounce homosexuality and denounce same-sex marriage and denounce abortion, go through a whole list of the stuff that they don't agree with? Is that what the show's about? Is that what makes them open and transparent? These are the same people that back Obama and Hillary who are not open and transparent. Sorry, I had to throw that in there. Couldn't help myself. Forgive me, Lord. Right? These people are the same people. I'm just going to say it. That instead of worrying about whether they're buying food from a gay establishment, would buy food to feed homeless, They would buy medication from a pharmacy without asking first, is this a gay-owned pharmacy? They would just buy it so the kids could have it. Think about it. I don't understand all the bashing. Really, seriously. I know these social justice warriors that think that they have to turn everything around, that everything that they don't agree with or don't think is right. I mean, think about it. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me today. Bradley Dean has given me his microphone, and I do appreciate so much. You are listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, usually hosted by Bradley Dean. I am your guest host, in case you're tuning in at the last minute. And you can check out more about Bradley. He's up on the website, up on his website at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go ahead, write it down. Come on. I haven't got all day. sonsoflibertyradio.com. And you can check out his writings, his postings, and all of that. Anyway, we'll be back in the next hour. I do appreciate so much the time you're spending with me. Becca Keating joins me. You'll have to find out what she's writing about. No, seriously, come on back. You're listening to Sons of Liberty Radio on GCN Live.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.